is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You heard me correctly. I didn't stutter. The Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, it's a new name. Same thing. Everything else is the same. Just a new name. Don't worry about it. Same shows, same talent, same hosts, same producers, new name. Anyway, this show, still the same as well. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer holding it down. He held it down yesterday. He's holding it down today. It's Carlos Ortiz in New York City. Thank you to you for listening on this Friday night. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're having a great end to your week and beginning to your weekend. You can still listen here on the Infinity Sports Network using the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You got a smart speaker here. Listen to this. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Shout out to everybody on SiriusXM 158. We're everywhere, folks. Me, I'm online. I am at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to call up, use this number. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've had a busy day so far. And I'm only here for one more hour, so we're going to have a lot of fun. It's just what I do. I specialize in just having fun. We talked about Tiger Woods making the cut at the Masters. Thank you so much to our guest, Wes Reynolds, for joining us. He's a golf analyst for VSiN, the network. Gets you all straight and set up when it comes to the money and such. And Tiger Woods, even at 48 years old, made the cut. And we'll see if his body lasts. Let's go ahead and take a listen to cut number two, because Tiger Woods, he's like, man, this course, it's windy. I gotta walk. And listen to Tiger Woods.
This golf course will expose any weakness you have. The greens are they're quick right now, and this wind is all over the place. We have to play a lot of wind on putts, chip shots. Anything that basically gets in the air, it was a great test.
Yeah, it's windy here in Georgia. It has been windy. Next couple of days should be nice. Enjoy it, everybody at Augusta. Enjoy it. Tiger Woods, currently one shot over par after 36 holes. Bryson DeChambeau, Scottie Scheffler, they're sitting at the top of the leaderboard right now. And if you want to listen to Wes Reynolds, he believes that Scottie Scheffler is going to hold on to win what would be his second Masters. Let's see what happens over the weekend. Speaking about the weekend, the Masters isn't the only thing taking place over the weekend. For whatever reason, the Kentucky Wildcats have decided to hold a press conference for their new head coach on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. What? Yeah, Mark Pope, the new head coach of Kentucky, is going to be introduced on a Sunday at 4 o'clock, which is Master Sunday. It's Sunday, which means that there'll be people eating dinner with their families, hanging out at grandma's house. There'll be folks running around in the backyard. People do everything on Sunday except for sit down and watch press conferences. So for me, it's just like, well, damn, are they trying to bury this guy? They just hired him. I know there's a lot of people who didn't want the job. Hurley didn't want the job. Jay Wright didn't want the job. Billy Donovan, I don't know, maybe they couldn't wait for him to take the job. He's still with Chicago. It's just sad. Scott Drew didn't want the job. Sad. Sad, sad, sad. Anyway, congratulations to Mark Pope and congratulations to Kentucky. It can't be worse than what you just had with Coach Cal, right? Right. We hope so. At least they hope so. Also today, Allen Iverson got himself a statue outside of the Philadelphia 76ers practice facility. Allen Iverson has got a statue alongside folks like Dr. J, Charles Barkley. And all anybody wanted to do online was talk about how small Allen Iverson's statue was. It's like, give him a break. Everybody's statue is small. Every statue doesn't have to be the size of, I don't know, a 10-foot building. Not a 10-foot building. There's no such thing as a 10-foot building. It doesn't have to be life-size, okay? It doesn't have to be Shaq's statue or Kobe's statue. And despite people making jokes, Allen Iverson, well, he was choked up when trying to find the words to just thank everybody. Listen to AI thank the world, thank the room for his statue.
Just want to say all the right things and just want y'all to know how much I appreciate y'all. And I promised myself I wasn't going to do this, but it is what it is. I thank everybody for coming out. I thank everybody, like I said, for playing a part in this and making this dream come true. And I'm just so excited to see what's going on. Thank you.
Allen Iverson deserves everything that's come his way. Had a rough start before he even got into the NBA with the bowling alley incident, and had a hard knock way throughout the NBA. Whether or not he deserved to be there, his style, what he wore, his hair, his dress. And now everybody loves him. I think here in 2024, there's more of an understanding of, hey, just be you. Allen Iverson was ahead of the curve in that regard. I mean, they implemented a dress code because of him, and I get it. You show up to work. Even today, I think at the NBA, I think they're a little too relaxed in regards to their current dress code. But fashion is a big part of the game. And Allen Iverson is just a trailblazer in so many different ways culturally. Allen Iverson and how he handled himself and how he did things ahead of his time. The statue is the least of things. He didn't need a statue to have his imprint on the game of basketball and just culture, period. Shout outs to Allen Iverson. Don't matter how big that statue is. Him by himself, a big imprint by itself. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Michael is here from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the Infinity Sports Network. Go ahead, Michael.
JR, it's always good to talk with you, man. Thanks for giving me a little airtime, man. Thank you. I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good Easter. I know it was a couple weeks ago. Hope you had a good Easter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, real quick, and then I'm going to move on to my AI. The Kalen DeBoer era starts tomorrow at Alabama. I know everybody in
spring
Alabama.
Spring game. Totally,
yeah, spring game. So it's still so strange, but I'll be watching. But the AI conversation and his speech today was moving, man. And it took me back to when Big East basketball, me and my buddies growing up. You know, I was a Villanova fan. He was a Georgetown fan, and, you know, one of them had another friend that was a Syracuse fan. Anyways, it was so great just to watch that Big East ball. And then going forward, what you just nailed it, and that's why I love your show, because you get right to the topic, dude. You get right to the center of it. He was ahead of the curve, and he was all heart, dude. And
yeah,
like I don't believe that the media at that time portrayed that. Of course they did. They portrayed him in many other ways, but they didn't portray his huge heart. And that's all you see when you see that man.
Well, Michael,
and I just thought it was very moving today.
No, and I'm glad you bring that up. And thank you so much, Michael, for calling from Birmingham. Because
yeah,
when you think about the perception of the NBA right now, how the players don't want to play, and it's load management. If I got to think back 20 and 25 years to when Allen Iverson was at his peak in the NBA, it's crazy to think about this. Allen Iverson at his peak in the NBA 25, 24 years ago. It just feels weird to say because it feels like yesterday. Allen Iverson played through it all. The smallest the lightest guy in the league was the most dangerous, fastest, and aggressive guy in the league, didn't take days off, didn't take plays off, and we can look at some of his misgivings when it comes to Atlantic City. We can look at what he did, and we all know about the famous practice rant that, and in certain regards, was taken out of context. A good friend of his just passed away. One thing that nobody could ever dispute was that Allen Iverson showed up and he played, pardon the phrase, balls to the wall. He was ridiculously aggressive. He played through injuries. And yeah, would Allen Iverson sit down today? Would he have 50 doctors staring him in the face going, hey, don't play, don't play, don't play? Yeah, probably. But Allen Iverson was a dog, man. He went after it. He's the smallest dog in the fight that took a team to the finals. That team had no offensive firepower. We could think about the defense. I remember very clearly Dikembe Mutombo and Eric Snow. Shout-outs to George Lynch here in Georgia. Larry Hughes, I think, might have been on that team. At the end of the day, Allen Iverson showed up and put that team on his back, and that's what he did. And I wish we had more players who had the guts of an Allen Iverson. I wish we had more players who had the heart of an Allen Iverson. That dude played his ass off. Much love to Allen Iverson doing it big time. Yeah, who cares how big the statue is? His aura, his essence, who he is, the mark he left on basketball, how he changed and adjusted culture, that's enough. That's enough. And it's good to see him living life, and you don't hear nothing bad about AI. Speaking of things that are bad, Rashee Rice is out on bond, $40,000. Yep, that accident that was out in Dallas. Yep. Hasn't been suspended by the NFL, hasn't been suspended by the Kansas City Chiefs, but you can bet it's coming. And then also Ipe Mizuhara, the translator for Shohei Ohtani, Ipe also turned himself in as he awaits arraignment. Ipe Mizuhara stole $16 million from Shohei Ohtani. So we've talked about a lot throughout the show. We talked about how it was a busy week. Crowned a national champ on the women's side with South Carolina. On Monday night, UConn crowned champs. It feels like all of this feels like weeks ago. It was all this week. And then right before we went to break last hour, and if you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I filled you in on the NFL draft. How there are only 13 players who have decided to show up in Detroit, walk across the stage, lift up their jersey, their new jersey for their new team, put on the team's ball cap, shake Roger Goodell's hand, and then smile for photos. J.J. McCarthy from the champion Michigan Wolverines. The draft is going to be in Michigan, not Ann Arbor, going to be in Detroit. J.J. McCarthy said, I'm not showing up. Is he not confident that he'll be drafted? I mean, we got guys like Joe Alt supposed to be the first tackle selected in the draft. He's not showing up. I mean, Brock Bowers from here in Georgia, the tight end, he's not showing up. And Carlos Ortiz, our producer, he had maybe a logical reason. Carlos, why don't you think they're showing up?
Detroit.
Well, damn. Detroit, lovely city. Love Detroit. I was just in Detroit last year. Love it. You think it's because the families can't part? It's not about not being embarrassed, because these guys are expected to be taken in the first round. It's because they're not going to part. But here's the thing, though. The draftees, the guys who are going to get drafted, they get pulled into so many different places. It's almost like a job that those 2 or 3 days that they're in Detroit, maybe 2 days from sponsorship activations and media opportunities. And like, it's a job. So it's not like you get a chance to just hang out on the town. But if it was in a different city, maybe they'd squeeze some of that in, right, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're going to go to work for some place, you know, do you want to go work at, you know, Detroit? Do you want to work at Sacramento? I don't want to start dragging cities across place. But, you know, would you prefer to work at Miami, New York, Chicago, L.A.? You know, you can go on business trips, but sometimes the locations are better than the others.
Good point. Good point. But you, at the same time, I guess the draftees make so much money, they don't care. They're going to make money doing interviews before the draft, the week of the draft. They're going to be hawking products all over the place. So, yeah, maybe they don't have to go to Detroit. I would go if I was getting drafted, I think. I guess it's not – doesn't make financial sense. I think if it did, maybe players would go. I don't know if there's a fear of embarrassment a la Alex Smith, Lamar Jackson last year, you know, Will Levis sitting around in a room all day into the next day. Maybe players don't want to deal with that. But speaking of Detroit, Carlos, did you see I guess it was supposed to be a Hollywood-style sign in Detroit?
I did not see that. I'm going to look that up right now. I'd love to see it.
So here's the thing. There's a sign on I-94 that runs through Detroit. When they got the NFL draft, there was an idea that they were going to get a sign of Detroit to kind of welcome people to the city.
Oh, no.
And this was kind of bandied about as being a Hollywood-style sign in Detroit. Now, obviously, was it going to have the big white letters on the top of a hill, a mountain up in the canyon? No, because Detroit don't got that. That's specific to Los Angeles, a different type of topography, geography, whatever the hell it is. The sign went up, and let's just say it looks like it came from the 99-cent store. The sign is small. It's off the side of the highway. The grass looks terrible. The letters look small. I know we just talked about the Allen Iverson statue. A lot of people looking at the statue going, well, Allen Iverson's statue is tiny. No, this Detroit sign is pathetic.
I'm laughing, JR, because it's so appropriate.
What, the sign in Detroit?
Is it, if I didn't piss off Detroit at this point, I'm pissing them off now. It's perfect for them.
This is because you're from Chicago, huh?
Yeah, there's always that natural ribbon. I don't have any problem with the people living in Detroit. It's just the city itself.
The mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, he said he was confused about what to expect with the sign, especially given some of the prior imaging. He says that he saw a post on Instagram and he thought that people feel deceived because of AI technology, that the expectations were pretty much set too high. There's actually a song. Someone made a rap song dissing the Detroit sign and basically saying that it is low budget. The Detroit sign looks like it was bought from the 99-cent store. It's pretty hilarious and pathetic. Sorry. The Detroit sign is awful. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. There's a couple of things that I need to tell you. Like this, right now, this minute, this second. You need to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Speaking of the draft, NFL draft is only a couple of weeks away. The NBA season is basically a wrap. And the man who was the first pick in last year's NBA draft, I think he lived up to the hype. His season is about to be done over the weekend. His name is Victor Wembanyama. This man is going to be Rookie of the Year. I would put money down on that. We're going to talk Victor Wembanyama. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. Of course, before we roll out of here, I'm going to share with you a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. We still got a lot to do. 855-212-4227. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
The swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. New name, same everything else. Same me, same you, same shows, same hosts, same producers, same everything. Same number as well, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, amongst the things that we discussed, we talked about the fact that there are a lot of NFL draftees, NFL draft prospects who have declined going to the draft this year. There are only 13 committed players who are going to the draft. You will see Caleb Williams show up as number one overall, presumably. But then there's no Brock Bowers. There's not even going to be a J.J. McCarthy at the draft in Michigan. I wonder why. I don't know. Maybe people don't want to go to Detroit. Maybe it's the city. Maybe they're scared to not get drafted. I don't. Brock Bowers, come on. He's going to be gone by 10. Won't last past that. Or maybe, indeed, it's so wholesome that they want to spend time with their families. It's a possibility. We're going to talk about the NBA's most recent first-round draft pick in a bit. Victor Wembanyama getting ready to wrap up his first season. He is going to win Rookie of the Year. I want to talk about how amazing he is. We'll get to that. Let's get to the phones. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Kevin is here from Buffalo. You're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, JR, what's up?
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about, you're talking about Allen Iverson, how in the beginning he was listening on the radio coming home from work, that he was sort of a pain in the butt in the beginning and aggravating, and he'd be just like shake him or, maybe clobber him, one of those type of in the beginning.
I didn't say that.
A little bit of a pain in the butt, like.
What I said was that Allen Iverson was likely ahead of his time and wasn't appreciated for what he did for basketball, especially how hard he played on the court, given the current status and state of the game, where a lot of people are obsessed with load management and protecting themselves. He went full bore. That was more of the point.
Well, the reason I want to bring that up is now you say how beloved he is. And beloved he is. And I want to bring it up as like a 180 from Aaron Rodgers, how he started off beloved, when he won the Super Bowl and the MVP and all that. But now he's turned into sort of like a pain in the butt, And like he's become like almost, I wouldn't say like a little kid always throwing a temper tantrum, but they've babied him like crazy, getting him this guy for the Jets, even if he's not great, like Nate Hackett. He's become sort of like the 180 where people are like, oh, my God, he's driving us crazy. Sort of like now he drives you nuts. And I don't mean just his political views because everyone has a right to that, but just like the way he's acted, going to talk about retreats and I'm going to retire. No, I'm not going to retire. Just become like a 180, pain in the rear end.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about that. His perception has changed more negatively over the years. But I think the difference is it comes down to play. And so in the case of Allen Iverson, and thank you, Kevin, for calling from Buffalo, Allen Iverson, he was at his peak 25 years ago. I know it sounds crazy to say. We are still witnessing the career live in front of us of Aaron Rodgers. He's not done. He's still playing. And a lot of the opinions of Aaron Rodgers has less to do with who he is as a player and more to do with what he says away from the field. Allen Iverson, once he got to the court, it was like everything was about basketball. I don't know what he thought or said about anything else, but Aaron Rodgers is driving. He has driven a stake in the ground for completely different reasons. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. George is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, George?
Hey, I just want to say a couple things. One, Allen Iverson is always been my favorite basketball player. I lived in PG County for a little bit, and we used to go to a lot of Georgetown games. He's the fastest dude I've ever seen with a basketball. And besides him and Muggsy, the two fastest, but he was unbelievable. And I've always loved him from Philadelphia. I've been there in Baltimore. We used to go up there and see him play in Philly. But one thing I want to say about this NFL players draft, I can't even believe these arrogant guys would not show up for something as big as that. And what I would do is, I was an NFL owner, I would say, look, if you don't show up for our draft, that means you don't love football. You don't get drafted. So if you show up, you can draft you. But if you pick somebody who's not there, pick another person, because they're not coming to the NFL. And that's the way I would play it, because that is ridiculous. That's disrespectful. I don't understand how anybody could say they're not going to show up. And then you got that Michigan player who's not even going to show up in Detroit. He went to school in Michigan? McCarthy? Yeah, that makes no sense.
Here's the thing, George. I don't think at this point, right now as it stands today, I don't think the owners or the players care enough. Because at the end of the day, am I going to draft you? Are you going to show up for work? As we know, the NFL draft is a lot of pomp and circumstance. Let's be real. The NFL draft is a television spectacle. It is a money-making spectacle. It is a live, multi-day production on site for whatever city is hosting the draft. This year, it's Detroit. It's an economic stimulator. It is a moneymaker for everyone who's involved. But when you get down to the real nuts and bolts of it, if I'm selecting a guy who's sitting on his couch, I don't care as long as he shows up in July for training camp. Like, that's what it boils down to. Maybe the NFL will get to the point where it mandates players to arrive, but let's also be real. There's no guarantee that some of these guys are going to be selected in the first round. You can't force somebody to come to a draft. You can only go by projections, which is why if I got to think about a round of 32, you would think, you know, maybe you got 25 to 30 guys who show up, even with an understanding that, hey, I may not be selected in the first round. I may have to wait until the second. But who wants to be embarrassed sitting around? The answer is nobody. There's just too much money at stake. Maybe the NFL will sweeten the pot somehow for people to arrive, but why would they? Unless that, I don't think it's a matter of the players being arrogant. They got an option. If you're invited, you have a chance to turn it down. Arrogance? I don't know. J.J. McCarthy, odd that he's not going to the draft. Brock Bowers, odd that he's not going to the draft. Joe Alt, odd. But who's showing up to see an offensive lineman anyway? Marco Belletti is here with us. Marco, what's the deal? We got 13 guys who said we're going to the draft. Everybody else is staying at home. Why do you think that is?
I don't think anybody wants to be in the position of Aaron Rodgers or Will Levis. Nobody wants to be that guy that's the meme that in case they drop, they want to be on their own couch where there's no camera there. That's all it is. It's saving face to the point of, like, what's the incentive? For the NFL, it's because they want to put on the spectacle, the pomp and circumstance, like you said, and to make it a good TV event. But for the player, other than the fun that comes with it, if you drop, what's the benefit of my face being on TV looking unhappy and being embarrassed? And I think some guys are just like, you know what? I'm not taking the chance. Screw it. I'm just going to sit home with my family.
Yeah, but the biggest Brock Bowers, he's getting drafted in the first round without a shadow of a doubt.
You're right. And maybe it's just guys don't want to hang out for 2 or 3 hours in the green room. I don't know. I mean, everybody's a little different, too. Like, you're going to have one or two guys that are just like, yo, man, I'm going to go hang out. You're not even going to have the TV and the camera in their living room. They're going to be with their friends. Somebody's going to give them a call, and it's going to be different. They're just different cats. put them aside, that's the rare few, right? I think everybody else, maybe if they don't want to be there, they just prefer to be, it's almost like you're on your home soil. You want to be on in the spot that you want to be as opposed to on the road, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's so much money to be made and endorsements, and I guess they make enough. They can do it remotely, and they will do it remotely. It's just the new world. We'll see if this becomes a problem for the NFL moving forward, especially since they are trying to move and continue to move the draft around to different cities and different markets. I would think a big lure of having the draft at a different city or a different location is the future stars of the NFL will be in town, that you will see them at the stage. I mean, look, the NFL owns everything. NFL fans and teams are always looking for a party. It's a massive convention. Maybe there will be no stopping it. But if the numbers continue to drop, there's going to have to be some type of evaluation from the NFL. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Before I go ahead and throw to the news flash, I need to let you know this. It's real simple. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and here he is with a news flash. It's Marco Belletti. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. New name, same everything else. It's been a hell of a show. Been a hell of a day. We talked about Mark Pope, the new head coach of Kentucky basketball. Showed some love to Tiger Woods. He's still going. He's still kicking. Congratulations, Tiger. Made the cut at the Masters. Let's see how he feels when he wakes up tomorrow. Showed love to Allen Iverson. Got himself a brand new statue outside of the Sixers practice facility. All anybody wanted to do was talk about the size of the statue. Come on now. We can do better than that. Talked about the NFL draft. Only 13 draftees want to go. Embarrassing. Anyway, you want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. And then we also, unfortunately, had to share updates on Rashee Rice. He had to bond out on $40,000. Hasn't been suspended by the NFL or the Kansas City Chiefs as of yet. And I made a mistake earlier in the show. I said that accident that he helped cause, I said he was going 115 miles per hour. I don't want to shortchange him on the stupidity. He was going 119 miles per hour. Let's see what his NFL career looks like. Thank God it was not a Henry Ruggs situation. I don't know if that makes things too much better. Thank God no one lost their life. And also, Ipe Mizuhara was in custody earlier today, turned himself in to the feds, and God knows what's going to happen at his arraignment. Anyway, we did a lot of basketball and golf talk, football, draft, etc. I'm going to get to Victor Wembanyama momentarily because his season is about to come to a close. Victor Wembanyama lived up to the hype this year. San Antonio Spurs suck. There's no doubt about that. The Spurs stink. They only won 20 games. They're the worst team in what is a tough Western Conference. But Victor Wembanyama is going to be Rookie of the Year. 21 points, 10 rebounds. He's averaging 3.5 blocks, assists. His shooting percentage is close to 50%. He's going to become an improved three-point shooter. If you take a look at his free throw percentage, he knocks down 80% of his threes. And then this man has gone on some block binges where he's blocking 7 and 8 shots a game. Sometimes he's not even jumping. And so I love it. And this is what I love the most about what we've seen from Victor Wembanyama. In an 82-game season, in his rookie year, Victor Wembanyama has played in 70 games. He's proven to be durable. Now, that's not to say that the 20-year-old, as he gets older, doesn't maybe have an injury here or there or maybe one major injury. But all things considered, Victor Wembanyama has lived up to the hype, and it's going to be fun to see the Spurs potentially add him some help. someone who also thinks that Victor Wembanyama is damn good, is someone who pretty much chokes out the competition. But he needed to get this man's autograph. He needed to get his jersey. Think about it. It's Draymond Green. Draymond Green basically said, yeah, Victor Wembanyama is awesome. He's not just awesome. He should be Defensive Player of the Year. Listen to this.
Wemby is definitely the Defensive Player of the Year. The way he impacts the game, both on the defensive end, whether it's off the ball, on the ball. You drive into the lane and get a layup, and you see Wemby, and you just go the other way, that's a block shot. I say that, take it with a grain of salt. Obviously, team record matters. And everybody who say team record don't matter is a lie. You know, so I think they got a few pieces around them, but they need to fill out a lot of other pieces. What are the teams going to look like around Wemby? That's an important one, but I don't know what lab he was created in, but I need to go create me a son in that lab, because dude is unbelievable.
Basically, Nike gave him a new logo. It's an alien. How appropriate that a 7'4" man, arms and legs the size of, I don't know, ladders, he's out there busting everybody's ass, and he's just getting started. I know there was a lot of conversations earlier on in the year. Oh, look at what Chet Holmgren is doing. Victor Wembanyama has gone past him. I think at this point, Chet Holmgren might be a better shooter. But I think in due time, I think the averages and the percentages when it comes to three-point shooting will kind of average out. There are things that Victor Wembanyama can do fluidly with the basketball that Chet Holmgren cannot. Their defensive plays, given his length, that Victor Wembanyama can do, that Chet Holmgren cannot. I think both men are future all-stars. But if you want to talk about the star, Victor Wembanyama is certainly in another plane. And so for a season that will end over the course of the weekend, I just wanted to show love to Victor Wembanyama, because this man is just getting started. And the fear was how he was going to hold up. He held up and then some. San Antonio Spurs end their season against the Detroit Pistons on Sunday. And I'm already waiting to see Victor Wembanyama next year. He is going to be, and already is, a massive problem for the league. You heard it from Draymond, who is a problem for different reasons. He likes to choke people out. He won't choke Wemby. I don't think he could reach his neck. Maybe can't reach his neck with a ladder. Anyway, it's time to fill you in on a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. It's April 12th, and we got to go back a few years. Let's start recently. Let's take a look at 2015. Because in 2015, on April 12th, I should say, Jordan Spieth, he won the Masters. This man led from beginning until end in picking up the W. Let's take a listen, courtesy of the Masters.
2015, Augusta's record books were rewritten as Jordan Spieth made 28 birdies and set the 36 and 54 hole scoring marks on his way to becoming the fifth wire-to-wire winner in Masters history. Spieth's 18-under finish tied the lowest winning score in the history of the tournament, and the 21-year-old Texan became the second youngest ever to wear the green jacket.
Yeah. Well, right now, he's two shots above. But there you have it. He's trying to find it. He's a little young there, now a little bit older. What happened, Jordan Spieth? He probably peaked. Anyway, speaking of scoring, you want to talk about scoring end-to-end? Hey, let's take a look at another moment. Something else that took place this day in history, April 12th. We got to go back to 1997, because the man, ironically, who got a statue from the Sixers today, Allen Iverson, he scored at that point a career-high 50 points. It was his fourth straight game with at least 40 points. Philadelphia, they lost to Cleveland 125-118, but Allen Iverson broke Wilt Chamberlain's rookie record of three consecutive 40-point games. He dropped 50. Take a listen to Mr. Allen Iverson. Go out there and get busy.
Now he goes for 50. He's got it. The first Sixer since Dana Barros did it, March 14th, 1995. Allen Iverson with 39 in the second half and 50 for the night.
It's crazy. crazy. Allen, that was 1997. It still sounds crazy to me. I've told you that Allen Iverson was at his peak like 25 years ago, 2000, 2001. It's crazy. Allen Iverson is about to be 49 in June. Time flies, folks. They say it flies when you're having fun. I just think it flies regardless of what the hell is going on. Enjoy it while you have it in front of you. Don't be a thief like Ipe Mizuhara. Don't drive at 120 miles per hour like Rashee Rice. Just try to be light, live life and be courteous to other people, and I think life will be kind back to you. Listen, folks, it's been an amazing week. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's been a busy one. O.J. Simpson passed yesterday. Ipe got the FBI up as you-know-what. We got crowned national champions on the men and the women's college side. Coach Cal is in Arkansas. Mark Pope, he goes up to, he leaves BYU and he goes to Kentucky. It's just been a busy week. And then Carlos, thank you for an amazing 2 days. Appreciate you.
Oh, no, the pleasure's all mine. Have a Fed-free weekend, my friend.
Yeah, I don't need the feds up my behind, not at all. Listen, folks, I'm going to be on WFAN in New York City tomorrow. You can go ahead and listen on the free Odyssey app. I'll be smashed between the Yankees in New York City tomorrow. But, of course, I'll be back here with you next week. This show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, on the Infinity Sports Network. Everything is the same except for the name. The name is new. Okay, the JR Sport Brief show here is done. Have a tremendous weekend. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Why? Because A, I said so. But then David Shepard is coming up next. Hi, Shep. I love Shep. He's in for Bart Winkler here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, you, Carlos, thank you as well. And you, listeners, thank you so much. Be safe, be smooth, be well, be cool.